What a great opportunity each believer has to learn who you are from God Himself. You know, God has a knowledge. We call it ancient knowledge or mysteries about life, the universe, how things work in His mind, that He wants to pass that knowledge to you. We have the Word of God, which contains truth from God. But how do we get that truth to become part of us? And I want to share today the difference between having the knowledge, carnal knowledge of man, trying to interpret the Scripture, versus having the knowledge of God Himself working in you. If you've been listening to this series, you have discovered that your inner man has a mind, a place to hold the knowledge of God. The reason that's so important is because in your salvation, you've been born from God. Your inner man was saved. Your outer man was left in darkness. It was left dead. And your outer man's not saved until the moment the trumpet sounds and you get a new outward body. Until then, you have a place of thought, emotions, that your outer man will continue to try to tell you how to think and who you are. But you now have a new man, an inner man that's born of God. It's like an infant. It has to develop and mature in knowledge. That God wants to fill that full of His knowledge. And we know from Scripture, and if you've listened to these messages, that praying in tongues is the most powerful way for God to transfer His mysteries, His ancient knowledge from His mind to your mind. God doesn't want you just to be a faithful, walking in blind faith, trusting Him, obeying Him. He wants you to also grow and learn who you are from Him. And He'll teach you these things, His understanding. See, when we walk up to a deaf person and say, "Be healed," we may not understand how it works, but God understands how it works because it's very normal for Him to speak things into existence that aren't there. And as you spend time praying in the Holy Ghost, you'll begin to learn these secrets from God. I'm getting bored of a lot of the motivational speakers. There was one guy, when I was a young man, he came out with the teaching on how to increase your memory. And I remember him walking through a crowd of people and getting 100 people's names. And then he was able to recall all of their names. And he was going to teach the secrets. And I bought his cassette tape series way back, like, wow, 1990 probably. And tried my best to be better at memorizing names. And I just saw him make an advertisement today on, you know, he's still going. He's still selling books and cassettes and all these years later. And he said, "Now, I've sold billions of dollars on how to be a better person, how to learn the secrets." And he said, "In most of the teaching out there, how to make things manifest in your life, they're missing one secret ingredient. And I have that secret ingredient, and I want to teach it to you. If you'll just sign up for this, I'll send it to you, and you'll learn the secret that's missing in all the other programs that are out there." And he's making millions and billions of sales just on these promise a secret. Well, I got a better deal for you, and it's for free. And it's the Holy Spirit will teach you the secrets of your success, the secrets of your victory, the secrets of who God wants you to be, and how to walk in faith, how to walk in the fullness of who God wants you to be. And that's through the Holy Spirit passing His knowledge to your inner man. The reason He couldn't do it before you were saved was because you were of the species of Adam, and He couldn't teach you His secrets because you would never comprehend it. But now that you're born again, you have an inner man that's birthed of God. You have a new nature, and that brought to life your inner man that has a spiritual mind, a place that holds the secrets from God Himself. And you can build that knowledge in your inner man if you'll take the time to simply pray in tongues. And it's free. You don't have to send me any money. You don't have to buy it. You just need to go put yourself in the prayer closet and pray in tongues. And the Holy Spirit Himself will pass His wisdom, His knowledge, His ancient truths from His mind to your spiritual mind. And in this, we're also talking about how does it happen that He teaches me that knowledge, and then it begins to transform to that knowledge. I begin to understand it and see it. And that's the reason for this series, is to really help us to see the picture of how this works. So like I tell you, the fun fact, I've shared it with you. I'll tell you a fun fact, that Australia is as wide as the moon. That's a fun fact. I just passed knowledge to you. And now you have that knowledge and can share it with your friends and wow all of your friends with this fun fact. And you'll remember that tomorrow and the next day because I shared it with you. But when you pray in tongues for 2 hours, what did the Holy Spirit, the teacher, share with you? What great wisdom did He share with you? And everyone would say, I don't know. I don't know what He shared with me. I don't remember anything He said. I just spoke in an unknown tongue. But where did that knowledge go if He's teaching you? See, that knowledge went into your spiritual mind. And the way that transformation works is after that knowledge builds up in your inner man, and the inner man can make a case of truth, it confronts the counterfeit of the outward man's knowledge. And then you get to make a decision. Who do I listen to? My spiritual man's mind or my natural man's mind? And that's the moment you mortify the thought of the outward man in that area and live and think out of that thought in the inner man. It's powerful what God can do if you'll just take time to pray in tongues. Let's build this case in John. We'll start in John chapter 14. Jesus talking to His disciples. Now remember, His disciples were not born again yet. They were Old Testament saints serving God, walking with Jesus, but they were not born again yet because Jesus had not been glorified. So He was teaching them, and can you imagine walking with the Word of God, Jesus, for 3.5 years and Him teaching you every day the Word of God, and you still not being able to comprehend it? It's because they were carnal believers, so they were not born again. And after they got born again, then they can learn directly from the Holy Spirit the truths of God, because something changed in them. They received a new nature, and that brought to life their inner man. Their human spirit was now born again, and in that inner man is a mind, a place of knowledge that is longing for the Word of God taught by the Holy Spirit. Verse 25, John 14, Jesus speaking to His disciples. These things I've spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance the things which I said to you. See, the teacher that Jesus left us with was not dreams and visions, not experiences, not angels, or even Jesus Himself appearing to you. God can use all those things, but His main source of teaching us and the disciples after they were saved was the Holy Spirit, the teacher. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance the things that I said to you. So you don't understand everything I've told you, but the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance everything I told you, and then you will understand it after you were saved. Let's go to chapter 16, verse 25. Jesus tells them, these things I've spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I'll no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you love me and have believed that I came forth from God. So he's saying, right now, I'm your access to anything from God. I'm the filter of the truth, and I teach you. And I have to teach you in figurative language because you're not born again yet. But in the day you're born again, you won't even ask me anything because you have the Father. Jesus made it possible for his Father to become your Father. So you'll have direct access to the Father because you will be a child of God. And he will be glad to share with you his wisdom. And Jesus said, I won't have to speak to you in figurative language. I can tell you plainly, because now that you're born again, you have a mind of the Spirit that can understand the things of God. Where the frustration comes for us people who believe in praying in tongues, it's not a clear-cut transformation. If you don't understand it, you think, well, I prayed in tongues for 10 years, and I think differently. I changed my thinking. My thinking changed. So it feels like, you know, you don't realize it came from the praying in tongues. And that's why many people think, well, I just quit praying in tongues because I didn't see the fruit of it. But I know that as I walk with God, I think differently. And they don't realize that that was the fruit of praying in tongues. Chapter 16, verse 12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, and he'll not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he'll tell you of things to come. He will glorify me. He will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. That's the power of praying in tongues. The Holy Spirit can teach you, talk to you. He can give you instructions and orders from the outside without you ever praying in tongues. But if you want him to be your teacher, then you need to pray in the Holy Ghost, and he will take of what is Jesus and give it to you. Oh, let's go to Colossians. And I think I've done a fair job of teaching about the mind of the Spirit. In fact, before you go to Colossians, let's go to Ephesians. And you'll see this picture in here. Chapter 4, Ephesians 4, verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness and greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. Now I want you to see here the picture that you've not learned Christ. Learning is knowledge being passed from one person to another. He said that the Gentiles are walking in the futility or the vanity of their own mind. The natural man cannot understand the things of God. When you were saved, your inner man was saved, but your natural man was not saved. So now you have two sources of thought in your life, two sources of feelings in your life, the outward man of darkness and the inner man of light. You've not learned, so learned Christ, if indeed you've heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts. That's your old man, is your outward body. Your outward mortal natural man grows corrupt. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So here he is telling you that where you're being renewed is in the spiritual mind, not the natural mind. The natural mind is not renewed. It has to be mortified, not renewed. The renewing takes place in the spiritual mind. If I want to renew, if I want to change my thinking in the natural mind, I could sign up for one of these motivational speakers and learn the secrets of how to naturally, through my natural soul, change the way I think. But he's not asking us to change the way we think as much as change where we think from. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So most believers, or many believers, think that the renewing of the mind from Romans 12:2 is changing the way I think. And I want you to see a deeper picture here. That from a distance, that's what happens. But if you look closely, the mechanics of it isn't that you just change the way I've educated my natural mind and changed the way I think. Well, if you can do it in the natural, what do you need God for? It's not about changing the way you think. It's that the renewing of the mind is building up the spiritual mind with the knowledge of God. And then from that place, it confronts the knowledge of the natural man. So yes, you think differently, but more accurate to say you change where you think from. If you don't fill up that new man with the knowledge of God, it remains like a newborn baby and ignorant of the things of God. But if you pray in tongues and read the word and meditate the word of God, you'll find that inner man will grow in knowledge, the knowledge of God. You can't find the knowledge of God in any university, in any school. It does not originate on this earth. You can't learn it from unsaved believers or unsaved men and women who may believe the Bible, but they're not born again. They haven't been taught by the Holy Spirit. They're using their natural carnal mind to try and interpret a spiritual book. And so they may get some things right, but they'll get a lot of things wrong. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. That's your inward body. Your inward man has a mind of the spirit that's created by God in your new birth in true righteousness and holiness. That's why God can teach your spiritual man, but not teach your outward man. Because your outward man is a different species than your inner man. Let's see here. Let's go to Colossians chapter 2. Paul here is coming against a lot of the legalistic teaching that's trying to creep into his church. Oh, I'll start in chapter 2, verse 16. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regard to festival or new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruded into these things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up in by his fleshly mind. So you can see that these preachers of God and Christ, of Christianity, trying to tell the Colossian church in Colossians how they should act and how they should serve God, are preaching out of their puffed up preaching out of their fleshly mind. They're interpreting scripture, the words of Christ. They're interpreting the words of God through their fleshly mind. You have a fleshly mind that wants to try to interpret your life and the Word of God for you. And you may get some things right, but you'll get a lot of things wrong. And these guys were getting it wrong because they were teaching out of their fleshly mind. And you're going to see a comparison here between the fleshly mind and the mind of the Spirit. And not holding fast to the head, with whom all the body nourishes and knit together by joints and ligaments grown with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as through living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concerning things which perish with the using according to the commandments and doctrine of men. These things have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility and neglect of the body, but are no value against the indulgence of the flesh. So there is a way to interpret your walk with God through your fleshly mind, and it's going to bring no results. Your fleshly mind cannot understand the truth of God because it's not from God, it's from Adam. But you have a spiritual mind that you were born again with that is just waiting to grow in the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God does not go into your natural mind. The knowledge of God only fits into your spiritual mind. That's the treasure chest that holds the knowledge that God teaches. That means that the way that God deals with our misunderstanding, misinterpretation, our wrong knowledge about God and Scripture and life, is not by Him directly teaching us and Him dealing with our thinking. It's by filling up the inner man first. And then as the knowledge in the inner man grows, then it will build a case of truth of why you can believe for a healing, why you can believe that God is your provider. And when you understand that in the inner man, the Holy Spirit will take it and confront the counterfeit of the fleshly mind. And that's when you say, you know what, I'm choosing to think out of the inner man, not the outer man. The outer man's crazy, cannot understand God. Verse 23, these things indeed have an appearance of wisdom and self-supposed religion, false humility, neglect of the body, but are no value against the indulgence of the flesh. If then you are raised with Christ, seek these things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. He's still talking about knowledge and learning here. And he's saying, seek these things. If you're born again, you've been raised with Christ. Hold your hand up. That's you and me. We're born again. If you're raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So you should underline the word above there. Set your mind on things above, not on things of this earth. Now, most Christianity they think good versus bad. Good thoughts, bad thoughts. Healthy thoughts, unhealthy thoughts. Which you can learn from every motivational speaker on how to think good things about yourself and ignore the bad things, disregard the bad thoughts. But he's not saying to think good versus bad. That's a good thought, keep it. That's a bad thought, get rid of it. No, his version is from above and below. The above is the knowledge of God where Christ is seated. It's not found on this earth. No human can generate the knowledge of God. They only generate earthly knowledge about God, but it's not the knowledge of God. That's why Jesus couldn't teach the disciples who were servants of God, but they weren't born again. Because they could not comprehend it. They could not comprehend wisdom from above because they were not from above yet. But you are from above. You're born again from above. If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of this earth. So Paul is asking us to quit learning from this earthly realm, wisdom that is generated from fleshly minds, even the religious fleshly minds, because they have no idea of what's correct and what's not correct. But start to think from above, from the mind of Christ, the mind of God, where he can put his knowledge into your spiritual mind. Hold your finger there. We'll come back there. Well, let's go to John chapter 8. Oh, we'll start in verse 21. Then Jesus said to them again, I'm going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself? Because he says, where I go, you cannot come. And then Jesus makes this statement. He said to them, you are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Therefore, I said to you, you will die in your sins. But if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. So Jesus says, I am from above, but you Pharisees, and you are from this earth, this world. You are from beneath. See, and again, there is the ability to learn knowledge, good versus bad. But we should be thinking and learning the knowledge from above and not from beneath. In the beneath knowledge, earthly wisdom, your natural man can understand it. And that's why many people strive to comfort their natural mind by giving it knowledge about God. Where when you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit does not speak to your natural intellect. Your spirit prays, but your understanding, your intellect, your natural intellect is unfruitful. And that's where a lot of believers get the idea of blind faith, that we're just supposed to be ignorant followers of God. The Bible says that I believe it. He says, jump off the cliff. I'm going to jump off the cliff. I'm going to do it because I trust God. That's not God's best for you. God's best for you is to understand and learn from him the knowledge from above that will transform you, that you will begin to understand how it works. That's where the confidence comes from when you step out in faith. It's not stepping out in faith, oh God, I'm going to die, I'm not going to make it. It's stepping out of faith with the knowledge of how this is working. I'm trusting this because I know that I am a child of God. I can receive this because I understand it. God taught it to me myself, personally, just by praying in tongues. You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I'm not of this world. Let's go over to John chapter 3. And we'll hear John the Baptist talk about Jesus. John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of this earth is earthly and speaks of this earth. He who comes from a heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, and that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God does not give his spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son. He has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe in the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. So John the Baptist saying, I must decrease, so he must increase. And he's talking about his position, I think, as the prophet of the Old Testament, that his role was coming to an end. But we can take that principle that the outward man must decrease, so the inner man must increase in the knowledge of God. And he says, he who comes from above is above all. He who is of this earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. There's earthly knowledge and earthly wisdom that's in the church world trying to filter what the Word of God is saying. And there's so much confusion. There's so much wrong ideas and dead-end ideas where people are wasting their life chasing things, chasing God, but never becoming who they're supposed to be. Jesus isn't the only one from above. The Bible says he's the firstborn of many brethren. That's you. You and I are his brother. Again, a lot of religious folk will think, well, that's blasphemy, thinking you're a brother of Christ. But that's what the word says. He's the firstborn of many brethren. Jesus made a way for his father to become your father. You didn't just sign up for religious class or church system and rules or regulations of how you should live right. You were born again from God. That's how he saved us. That you are born from above. And that's what it means here when we read John 3, verse 1. And there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one else can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, if you look at that word born again, you could probably see it in your little side note in the Bible, in your Bible. It should have a number there. That word born again also means born from above. See, unless one is born from above. Jesus was the firstborn. He was from above. You are born from above when you get born again. That's what it means. I now have an inner man that's born from above. I can receive from God his knowledge now because my inner man is from above. So above knowledge belongs to that part of you that's been born again. Not the carnal outward man, fleshly man, earthly man, natural man, mortal man, old man that is from this earth. And that's a process of transformation that I have to fill up myself with the knowledge of God and grow up in the inner man to walk like Jesus. I'll give you another set of verses here in Matthew chapter 12, and then we'll go back to Colossians. Matthew 12, we'll start in verse 38. And then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. And he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it except a sign from the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and nights in the heart of the earth. The man of Nineveh will rise up in judgment against this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And indeed, a greater than Jonah is here. So Jesus saying, I am greater than the prophet Jonah. And then he says this very interesting thing. You got to see this. The queen of the south will rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And indeed, a greater than Solomon is here. So the queen of the south came to seek the wisdom of Solomon. Solomon's known as being the wisest man in the Old Testament. And incredible wisdom. But Jesus is claiming that I'm greater than him. I have greater wisdom than even Solomon. Listen to me. The wisdom from above is greater than the wisdom that even Solomon was able to understand. Do you know that your inner man, the part of you that's been born again, has the ability to be wiser than even Solomon? Because the wisdom from above is where you'll find the faith and the knowledge to walk through every battle, every struggle, every conflict, every question. The answer is from above, and you have an inner man that has ability to hold that knowledge. Now back to Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are from above. See, Jesus was born from above. You've been born again from above. So where do you want to get your knowledge from? From earthly minds or from above? That's why I mentioned, guys, that are wise men in this world. There's one man, Jordan Peterson. I respect him. He's from the same area of Canada that I'm from. So that makes me extra proud. And he says a lot of good things, wise things about becoming a better person. But he's recently come out with using the Bible, teaching the scripture. And his type of teaching is going to be understanding the Bible through his fleshly mind. Now, as far as I know, he's not born again. He believes in God, but he hasn't humbled himself yet to become born again. So all the wisdom that he can get is filtered through his natural, carnal, fleshly mind. And he may say some good things, but he's going to get a lot of things wrong. You don't need to be looking to the world to teach you about God. It's one of the reasons I never watch any movie about Jesus. I don't mind history if it's true history. But whenever you get people making movies about the Gospels, about Jesus, they're going to get a lot of things wrong in there. And the danger for me to watch a movie is that may filter into me thinking that I read that in the Bible when really I just saw it displayed on a movie. So I have to be extra cautious as a teacher that my only source is going to be from the Word of God, from the Holy Spirit teaching me, and from men and women who I trust are also learning from above. And so you can take someone with the great wisdom of that kind of man, and he's going to filter the scripture, and he teaches more of an archetype, and he's going to filter it through his natural wisdom and try to tell you a spiritual truth. So be careful with that kind of stuff, because even with the most best intention, they're going to get things wrong. This is a scriptural book written from God to you, more specifically written to your inner man, not to your outward man. First one, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of this earth. Find your wisdom from the Holy Spirit. For you died, that was me, that wasn't the scripture, but verse 3. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passions, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourself once walked when you lived in them. So you're still wearing an outward body. An old man, an outward man that's not born again. And that's why you have to put these things off, because God did not directly fix the outward man. It's your job to confront the outward man. It's your body, not God's. And he'll give you everything you need to win. Verse 8, but now you yourself are to put off these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. So your desire to lie, your desire to fornicate, your desire to blasphemy, your desire for anger, all that's in the outward man, the outward body, the old man, from this earth, from beneath. You are born again. You're wearing the body of the old man. Do not lie one to another, since you put off the old man with his deeds, and here it is, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. So it is the new man, the inner man, that is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. And every time you see that word image, that's talking about the new nature. The new nature doesn't come forward in your life. It doesn't grow Christ in your life until you feed it the knowledge. So you have already a picture of Jesus in your new nature, in all of his perfection, his knowledge, his joy, his peace, his love, and his holiness. That's already in you, in your new nature. And then as you fill your inner man with the knowledge from above, then that image of Christ will begin to form in your inner man. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Where does the renewing of the mind take place? It's not in changing the way you're thinking. Renewing of the mind takes place in your inner man, this new man. And then as the knowledge begins to build up, the knowledge from above begins to fill up in that spiritual mind, it builds a case of truth. And when that case is ready, maybe it's you think you deserve to be in poverty. Maybe you think you deserve to be sick. Maybe it is you don't deserve to be successful. You don't deserve a good spouse. You don't deserve a good family. Whatever it is that the outer man thinks about you and you live in, if you'll pray in the Holy Ghost, that knowledge of the inner man will build up. It'll be renewed. That inner man's mind will be renewed in the knowledge from above. And then one day you'll hear a little knock on the door. It'll be your inner man knocking on the door of the outer man saying, you know, the way you think about yourself, the reason why you desire those sins or desire sickness or desire whatever it is, it's because there is a lie in you, outward man. Your knowledge is incomplete. It's from this earth. I now have a case to prove it. And in that moment, you get to choose when you see that. We call it a revelation, but really it is a mortification. You're killing the idea, the thought of the outward man, earthly knowledge. And you can now live out of the thought idea of the inner man, knowledge from above. And once you get that, you never lose that. That's where real faith comes from. Put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. See, the renewing of knowledge is that your inner man was always there, but it was in darkness like your outward man. And when you got born again, God rebirthed that inner man, making it a new man, a brand new person, like a baby born, a little child that's born. And if you don't fill it with the knowledge of God, it remains immature. And that's why I see so much in the church world is that they're focused on learning, educating themselves, but it's through their earthly mind. Because it's really through the spiritual man, the praying in tongues, that fills that knowledge of the inner man. And so they formulate their walk with God through earthly knowledge, through their fleshly mind. And they come up with all kinds of ideas and thoughts of how you're supposed to walk with God. And they teach it to others. That's how we have so many churches and ideas about God out there. But if you'll just spend time filling up that inner man's knowledge, because now that it's born again, it is like a newborn baby. It has to learn and grow in the knowledge from God, because it is from God. And if you leave it alone, one more verse, and excuse me, I know I'm preaching long here, but one more verse here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And if you just read through 1 Corinthians 1, 2, and 3, you'll see the same type of comparison between human wisdom and godly wisdom. Okay. But this one verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I, brethren, verse 1, and I, brethren, cannot speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal. So he's comparing that there's spiritual people and there's carnal people. But spiritual people here doesn't mean spiritual experiences and having dreams and visions and falling out under the power of God. Spiritual people means people who focus on their inner man. I cannot speak to you as to spiritual people. I couldn't pass above knowledge from above to you, because you're still carnal. So he's calling them carnal Christians, not so much that they smoke and drink, but they're walking with God through their carnal man. And then he adds to that, as to babes in Christ. Now, these are not freshly born again babies in Christ. These are men and women who have walked in power and the gifts of the Spirit, have led the church, taught the church, have great followers and ministries. And he says, you're carnal and a baby, meaning that you can live your whole life serving God, understanding God through your outward man, this carnal body. And your inner man remains like a baby. What a shame to spend 30 years serving God faithfully, but you've ignored that born-again inner man. You haven't fed it the knowledge of God. You haven't given it the truth of the Word of God through the Holy Spirit. So it remains like a newborn baby. God's focus for you is to grow that baby up, renew it in the knowledge of God. And you'll find all your victory from there. Amen. I'm preaching long. I'm sorry. Let's keep growing in knowledge, spiritual knowledge, above knowledge, heavenly knowledge. Knowledge from the mind of God Himself can be passed to your spiritual mind. If you'll just pray in tongues, meditate the Word of God, you'll find that you will eventually begin to see things differently, know things and not know why you know it. It's always been there. It's in your inner man when you renew it in knowledge. And you'll find that little by little, you'll overcome all the wrong thinking, all the battles. You'll find the answers in the praying in tongues with the help of the Holy Spirit, passing knowledge from above to knowledge to your reborn human spirit, spiritual mind that's from God Himself, created in true righteousness and holiness. Again, I just really appreciate you spending time with me, allowing me to share these things with you. Let's keep growing. Let's keep maturing. Let's keep seeking those things from above. Amen. I love you, and I'll see you again soon. God bless you.